Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8. We're going to look at chapters 8 through 10 tonight, Lord willing. Title of our message is Head and Shoulders. A recent study claims that the more likable and photogenic a candidate has been, the study says this: the more likable and photogenic candidate has won every presidential election since the beginning of the television age. Too bad he wasn't the best spiritual specimen. God may have chosen Saul, but he was only giving the people what they wanted and who they would accept. And so let's start in chapter 8, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. It surprises us that Samuel was a failure at being a dad. Parenting is often a neglected ministry among those who are in the ministry. It seems like there's always a opportunity to do something else for someone else. And it can be tough. I'm going to have Gene come up and share one night just about all the fun stories about being a pastor's child, you know. And everybody seems to think that they can raise you if you're the pastor's child. And they know everything about you, and they discipline you, and they do all these kinds of weird things. And so it's just interesting. But a lot of ministers and people in the ministry just are complete failures at raising their children. It's just as simple as that, and it's a very sad thing. The ministry needs to be kept in balance. And Samuel, he was a failure at this. He put his sons in the ministry. Why? Well, I can't say for sure. What I can say is that we often think that by giving someone a spiritual responsibility or ministry, it's going to encourage them to become more spiritual. And that's a typical thing that happens in churches. People say, well, how can we encourage these people to really walk with the Lord? Let's give them something to do. Let's find an area or a place of ministry for them. And then they'll be forced to come to church and hear the Word of God and to grow as Christians. God's methods are just the opposite. We should look for those who are already spiritual and see if God has raised them up. And remember, as we go through this, 1 Samuel is a book that is always contrasting walking in the Spirit with walking in the flesh, with fleshly methods and methodologies and those things that are spiritual. And so we're looking for spiritual qualities in our own lives and in the lives of others, and we're not looking to push people forward and hope that they catch on. It's just the opposite. And so in verse 4 it says, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and said to him, 'Look, you're old and your sons don't walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.' The elders showed some wisdom in rejecting Samuel's sons, but they fell short of desiring God's best when they asked for a king. It says that they wanted to be like all the nations." That was their motivation. We're not left in the dark about what they were thinking. Israel was always to be separate from other nations in their devotion to God in order to lead those nations to saving faith. Hey, one of the really great things about Israel would have been, when they had commerce and contact with other nations, just other people saying, hey, how can you be a nation without a king? What's all that about? We can't figure out how to run things unless we have a king. We've had a king as far as, and you guys seem to be prospering and doing great without some despotic king over you. How is that possible? And it becomes a basis for testimony.